Quality products and great customer service are what we value most. And how important a clean environment is for you to see the newest from Chevy and Buick. Chevy is the only brand to earn J.D. Power Dependability Awards for 5 years in a row. And Buick has an incredible lineup of luxury SUVs. Need maintenance or repair work? Let our award-winning service professionals get you back on the road. It's our total commitment for more than 50 years that has made the difference. Come in today or visit us at longvineauto.com. Chevy, find new roads.
KVOE News Time 8:22. It is Newsmaker 2 time here to get you started on this Monday, and we're pleased to be joined in studio here by Johnny Leach of No Coast Film Festival. Johnny, good morning. Happy Monday.
Yeah, happy Monday to you, Chuck. Good to see you.
Good to see you. How you been?
I've been well. Things are coming along great with the festival. We've gotten over 100 submissions so far this year. That is more than twice of what we got in 2020 and more than triple we got in our first year. So we're really excited at the wide menu of films that we're going to be able to present this year.
What makes, I guess, this year, what's come together, what's coalesced here to have this type of interest getting into the festival here, and we're about to, you know, about 6 weeks out from it?
Yeah, we're going to be debuting a bunch of local films. We've got a local film from Kevin Rabus, so an Emporia-based film. We've got a lot of Kansas-based films that are going to be in this year's festival, and that kicks off September 17th at 6 p.m. at the Historic Granada Theater. And I think what has brought so many people together to put these films out this year, one, COVID, and it's the reason for so much. But last year, so many of the festivals canceled. No Coast went ahead as a digital-only event, but a lot of filmmakers held back their movies. And this year, I think we're just getting a surge because of the backlog of the films. But also, what has garnered so much interest in the film festival and what's made it able to happen, in a way, is us, No Coast. We started out in 2019 and we didn't really know what we were doing. We were just like, we're going to make a festival happen.
And we did.
And we had over 850 people come to the festival our first year. And it was a mind-bogglingly good experience. And with what happened last year and then going back to the quote normal of this year, we know more of what we're going to do. It's not our first rodeo anymore.
Understood. Now, what are the upcoming deadlines for submissions, or have those already passed?
No. Okay. We've got our very last deadline submission, which is going to be August 6th.
This is the last second, not the last minute deadline.
Yeah. And actually, special for KVOE listeners, if anyone out there wants to submit a film, we've got a special discount code, Love Emporia. And that'll get you 70% off of the entry fee.
Nice. What is the typical deadline fee right now?
It's tiered, so our early bird, okay, I know, is only $10, but it increases as we get through, okay, the various submission deadlines. I couldn't tell you what the deadline is right now.
I understand. Well, what is the guidelines for submissions? And I know that probably varies on the genre, but are there any like standard guidance for folks that are on the fence and now they want to push forward and maybe get something to you here this week?
Sure. Everything that we schedule at the festival gets submitted to us through filmfreeway.com. So just go to Film Freeway, search for No Coast Film Fest. Film Freeway is the clearinghouse that all the festivals use to submit film or to acquire films for their festivals. And as far as guidance and what we program, we really like to feature and highlight first-time filmmakers, especially Emporia-based, but also just No Coast regional filmmakers and student filmmakers.
Do you have you mentioned about, you know, the number of films coming in. I'm assuming that reflects a lot of new filmmakers here to the process versus the last couple of years.
Yes, absolutely. We've got a lot of new films that have been submitted in this past year. We've got some, I think, over a dozen films from Kansas alone, and we've got five student filmmakers that have submitted to the festival, many more returning filmmakers, which we always like to see.
Mm-hmm. Do you have maybe a listing as how far your reach is now?
Yes. We're always excited to have submissions from our local region, but we've also had films submitted to us from around the world. I think we're representing 15 different countries right now. We've gotten at least 5 submissions from Iran. Yeah, out of nowhere. Well, not out of nowhere. I mean, out of Iran.
Right.
And I think we've gotten a couple from Italy. Yeah, we're getting films from all over the world, which we love getting because part of what NoCos is about is not only highlighting the stories from people in this region of the world, but also we want to bring stories that wouldn't normally be seen to our audience here.
Now, again, you mentioned the festival September 17th through the 19th. Let's talk about the attendees, the participants' perspective here. What can they expect here with NoCos 2021?
All right. Starting at 6 p.m. on the 17th, we're going to have a block of films running from, I think, about 6 to 8 p.m. And then from 10 a.m. until 8 p.m. on Saturday and Sunday. We're going to have a kids' block of movies both Saturday and Sunday from 10 a.m. to noon, and we're still working out what the rest of the blocks of films are going to be. I know we're going to have a documentary block, a few live-action blocks, but we're still in the process of judging the films and building the blocks.
Sure. Okay.
And we're also going to have a special mixer on Friday night from 7 p.m. until, I guess, the party's over. That's going to be for VIP ticket holders, and it's going to be a mixer for industry professionals to get to know each other. So if you're interested in meeting the people who make these films, pick up one of those VIP tickets and you can get into that mixer.
Absolutely. Again, Johnny Leach joining us with NoCos Film Festival September 17th, 18th, and 19th coming up here in downtown Emporia. And it's good to remind folks that this is going to be, what, back at the Granada Theater?
That is right? Correct, yeah.
And are you going to have the online component kind of overlaying that like you did last year, or we largely now shifted over to in-person at the theater?
Yeah, it's mostly going to be in person. We had talked about having the festival also streaming online, but then we discussed how that would lessen people's desire to actually come out to the theater. With this Delta surge that's going on, we're revisiting that decision.
Sure.
And it's just an ongoing conversation at this point.
Yeah. Speaking of COVID, what are, at least as of 8:30 a.m. August 2nd,
mm-hmm.
what's the COVID game plan at this point in time?
And everyone I talk to in the film festival circuit, it's the standard line. We're going to follow that CDC guidance. Mass recommended. We'll have hand sanitizer available. We're just going to have to see what in a month. What the situation is.
Yeah, absolutely. One more thing before we let you go. Obviously, the city made a push towards the common consumption area last couple of weeks. Halfway to Everywhere is definitely going to be on tap, to use that, pardon the pun. But when that takes place in early September, are you also possibly available to use that if that does wind up getting approval by the state?
Well, the common consumption area sounds like it would be beneficial to a lot of community events, but since the Granada already serves alcoholic beverages, I don't think that it's really going to apply to our situation this year.
Okay. Let's remind folks again, upcoming deadline for folks that want to get in to NoCos Film Festival. Let's remind folks of the dates, and let's remind folks of what's coming up here for the festival.
All right. So, last deadline to submit to the NoCos Film Festival, August 6th. Use that code LOVEEMPORIA to get a 70% discount on the entry fee. If you're just wanting to come and watch some amazing short films, that's going to be September 17th, 18th, and 19th, starting at 6 p.m. on Friday, and then 10 a.m. on Saturday and Sunday.
Outstanding. Johnny, best of luck. We'll bring you in a couple more times before you launch. So good to see you back in studio, and good luck here this year.
Thanks, Chuck.
All right, Johnny Leach joining us with NoCos Film Festival. That was our Newsmaker 2 segment. Want to remind you that if you want to be part of the morning show on the list of interviews, you don't have a lot of options here this week. So call us at 342-1400. We have the Newsmaker 3 coming up next with Newman Regional Health's Mackenzie Sinelli, as we talked about the Denim and Diamonds fundraiser coming up this upcoming Friday. The Newsmaker 2 segment tomorrow morning has Lieutenant Miley Haddon joining us. She's brand new to the Salvation Army. We'll get her thoughts and also taking a look at her goals and objectives here for the Salvation Army at 8:20 tomorrow morning.
KVOE Live and local, our Newsmaker 2 brought to you this morning by Longbine Auto Plaza on West Highway 50. Longbine Auto Plaza, driven by longbineauto.com. Sunshine, 64 degrees. Good morning. It's 8:32.
This is Allison of Mel's Tire. Mel's Tire is looking for a tire technician to work 5.5 days per week. We offer competitive pay based on prior experience. Health insurance, retirement package, and paid vacation are included. Interested parties may apply in person at Mel's Tire, 915 Graham, Emporia, where service is not expensive, it's priceless.